The sophists in Greek philosophy manipulated language for political ends. I think that continues to this day. For example, they would say, I'm nobody. Nobody's perfect, therefore I must be perfect. They would manipulate logic, and they would say, answer the questions yes or no. I'm sure many of you have heard some of the discussions, the congressional inquiries, and they love to say, when the house burnt down, did you use matches or a lighter? Say yes or no. And of course, if you answer the question at all, you admit your guilt. It's a trick question. It's a question that's a leading question. We always have to be careful with our words because they can lift up a soul or put someone into a deep depression. Words are very, very powerful. When we were young, they used to say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. We know that's not true. Words can take the soul out of you, wipe out your hope for the future, and leave you sometimes as an empty shell. But kids are smart. And sometimes you look to children for guidance. There was a young child, 4 years old, for the first time, went to the dentist. And the dentist says, well, how old are you? And they picked up four fingers. And the dentist said, why? My child, can't you speak? And the child said, can't you count? Sometimes you have to defend yourself and see, are these words being used to deflate me? Or are they being used to build me up? Even children can understand when someone is trying to encourage them, trying to bring them to a better place, trying to say, you're doing something, you may have failed once or twice, keep on trying. But sometimes when we have a disease in our heart, where we like to put people down, because we like to have our failures close to us to give us the illusion that we are better. Those are things we have to watch out for. So today, it's a simple sermon. Watch your words. Did I say something to build someone up? Did I challenge them, which is good? But did I challenge them with a hope? Or did I challenge them to hurt them? What am I using my words from? Hopefully all of us are encouraging, but it's always wise to think, what are my words and how are people taking my words? Because communication is not what you say. Communication is what is heard. And so if I'm talking to a young child and say something and the child cries, maybe what I said was well intended, but it was heard a completely different way. It's up to us to make sure that we communicate well and use words to help people and not to hurt them. Slava Isusu Christu!